The Hunts were colorful adventurers whose private family-run firm had chased oil dreams in hard places since 1934. The Hunt brothers famously cornered the world's silver market at one stage, precipitating a crash. Ray L. Hunt, a conservative maverick, became chief executive in 1974. Later, he turned operations over to his son, Hunter L. Hunt, though the father remained an active player. By the time of George W. Bush's Iraq War, Hunt Oil described itself as a firm that specialized in unconventional resource deals. It owned and produced oil in the tribal hinterlands of Yemen, among other places. Risky Kurdish production-sharing contracts appealed to the firm's adventuring traditions and instincts. The Hunts also enjoyed deep ties to the Bush White House. Ray L. Hunt served on the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, which reviewed intelligence issues and operations. Through the board, Hunt had access to classified assessments about Iraq's politics and economy. In addition, Gene Phillips, a Bush fundraiser whom the President rewarded in 2001 with an appointment as U.S. Ambassador to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris, France, had moved from the administration to become a senior vice president at Hunt Oil. Eric Otto, a young Republican campaign activist who worked on oil industry issues in Baghdad at the Coalition Provisional Authority, made his way from the Green Zone to Hunt Oil's Dubai office, where he helped Hunt put together the Kurdish deals. Given the political pedigree and backgrounds of these Hunt executives, it would be entirely reasonable for the Kurdish regional government to assume that Hunt had some sort of sanction from Washington, even as State Department spokesman clucked that Hunt's search for Kurdish oil deals wasn't particularly helpful because it undermined efforts to negotiate a national oil law, as urged by ExxonMobil and other larger corporations. Ray Hunt flew into Erbil, the seat of the Kurdish regional government, in September 2007 to meet with KRG President Masoud Barzani. Hunt thereafter emerged as the first U.S.-headquartered oil company to win a share of Iraqi crude through a production-sharing contract that would allow booked reserves and provided Hunt with lucrative profit margins. David McDonald, a Hunt executive, said the company hadn't asked permission from the Bush administration to make this deal. "We do not seek advice as to whether or not Hunt should proceed with an exploration contract, and we were never advised not to do so." President Bush said publicly, "I know nothing about the deal." A subsequent State Department investigation did not contradict Bush, but it found that administration policy about the Kurdish oil contracts was ambiguously articulated and lacked the force of law. Hunt had exploited the Bush administration's foggy policies and benefited from its divided attitudes. The lure of quick oil profits in Kurdistan attracted liberal opportunists, too. Peter Galbraith, a son of the economist John Kenneth Galbraith, was a longtime Democratic foreign policy aide who served as ambassador to Croatia under President Bill Clinton. Galbraith had long campaigned for Kurdish rights and autonomy. After the 2003 invasion, he quietly became a shareholder and partner in DNO's Kurdish oil deals. His stake grew to tens of millions of dollars. As he profited from Kurdish oil, Galbraith advised Kurdish officials during constitutional negotiations with Baghdad that concerned the disposition of Kurdish oil fields, wrote essays in the New York Review of Books, and delivered speeches promoting Kurdish autonomy without disclosing his own financial interests. Galbraith subsequently apologized to editors and readers of the New York Review. He wrote that while his business arrangements were subject to confidentiality agreements, "I should have stated that I had business interests in Kurdistan. I regret not having done so." Megan O'Sullivan left the Bush administration before the Hunt deals in September 2007. She became a professor at Harvard University. Late in 2008, she accepted a consulting agreement with Hess Corporation to provide political risk assessments about regions worldwide. These included briefings on the Middle East and Iraq, where she also provided a few introductions for Hess executives. O'Sullivan taught at Harvard about the geopolitics of oil, and she was open to engaging in high-level strategic consulting, but she did not want to profit from particular oil deals in the country where she had overseen war policy, although Hess offered her that opportunity. She recused herself from Kurdish contract negotiations and declined compensation linked to specific transactions in Iraq. Hess eventually announced an agreement to produce oil in Kurdistan.